Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Hold on, everybody's here. We got to get everybody around a microphone. I don't know how we're going to fit everybody in. Fellas, what's happening?
What's up? Oh, bro hugs. Bro hugs all over.
How are you, buddy? Ninko, come on in. All right, so listen, we're going to, I don't know how we're going to do this. What's up?
We got a lot of guys.
Yeah, we have
a lot of bodies.
Hold on. Are we going to?
It's okay.
Run to the mic.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, my God. There's so many people in here right now.
What? You know, you can't. By the way, can I just mention, you can't shake a stick around this country without whacking a Gronk brother. I mean, how do they get involved in everything that's happening in the world? I mean, there's 47 of them. All right, hold on. We have to fit everybody around. Are we Facebook Live? All right. Because honestly, I may have to take my shirt off again.
No, I don't think you want to.
I took
do
my
that
shirt off
room.
Yesterday. Huh? Who's Ninko? You go to that microphone. Ninkovich, yeah, get right up at that microphone. We'll have Welker and Sebastian on this microphone. But you guys got to get close to the microphone so that we can hear you. And we'll have Scal over there on.
You took your shirt off yesterday.
I did. I took my shirt off yesterday. Yeah.
How was that received?
I think it was received by the ladies. It was received pretty
good.
Well.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, should we all?
No.
not the ones from Perkins Institute, Dr. Leonard. And Dr. Leonard is here. Obviously, the doc has been out in the sun a little bit over the last.
He has a nice glow.
Lunch outside. Scal, how you been, buddy?
Life is good.
Everything's
busy.
Good?
Yeah, man. Busy.
You look fantastic. Well, busy with what? I mean, besides doing the Celtics stuff.
Big three. We're playing again.
Yeah.
Someone decided to get a league for the has-beens, and it's
really
been pretty good.
Wait a minute. There's a has-beens league?
You don't know about
no.
it?
No. I know.
Come on.
Oh, this is the Ice Cube thing? Yeah, this is the Ice Cube thing.
Yeah.
Are you a part of it?
Yeah, I'm a big part of it.
Is it big dollars? I mean, is it like what?
Why is it that every time I talk to you, you always ask me that question?
Well, because
it's always about money for you.
Because I know that you're a money grubbing former athlete. That's what I know about you, Scal.
Well, I'm not doing it for free. I'm just saying. Do I love it? Yeah. Am I having a blast? Yeah. I'm not doing it for free.
Yeah. Is it? How's the competition level?
Great.
Really?
Yeah, I've been awful, so it's been great. Like, when I play in my men's league, I score like 40, 50. I score like 2 or 3 in this game, so it's been good.
Men's league ringer, are you? Do they?
Yeah, for sure. They bring me in for the playoffs. They have me on the roster, and I just show up.
Are you playing a men's league locally?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
I play at the one at Lifetime Fitness.
Really?
And then I play the one over by Harvard.
You got like 7 schlubs on the team and you?
No,
and
then, no. I want to win.
Yeah. Are the guys into it? Are they way too into it in the men's league?
Of course.
Anybody else play? Welker, you're retired. Do you play any men's league active softball or anything
I've actually talked to Izzo and Vrabel about this, like getting together like a softball league. Like, we need to do something like that together in Houston, but we just haven't. We haven't made that plunge, but hopefully next year we're still all together and able to do something like that. But nothing like football. No, I mean,
Did you join the coaching staff of the Houston Texans like every former New England Patriot?
Yeah, I did.
What's
I did.
What's your official role?
That's a good question.
Advisor to the advisor.
Like entry level of data entry, but yeah, offensive assistant, and then working with the returners.
Yeah. Do they ever send you on errands, like the coffee and things like that?
No. Like, I mean, Izzo will try and, hey, I need you to have this video. Obviously he's joking, but,
Do you have to run and get Izzo his adult wipes?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
see,
I mean,
many people may not. Ninkovich, you know this, right?
I wasn't here.
No, oh, you weren't here when Izzo was here?
Whole, like, oh, yeah.
He's focused on telling everybody that you have to use the adult wipes.
He showed me, like, within the facility, the best place to use the restroom.
Yeah.
He's you got know, some don't tell anybody else about it. You know, this is where this we can only use this one. And, you know, it's actually where Toro, our mascot, it's his bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
So he uses the mascot's bathroom
yeah.
because nobody, he doesn't like to be around
anybody. Don't let people in Houston find out about that. They'll be very upset that I gave away his secret.
Yeah, no, we won't do that. So how's the off season been for you, Rob?
Oh, it's good. Traveling around, you know, enjoying my family. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Are you? Do you dread going back? Are you excited about going back?
No, I wouldn't say dread. It's just, you know, that, you know, I'm not that sore right now.
Yeah.
Next week I'll be very sore. So that's like the one part you dread is like, oh, wow, like I'm going to be in pain.
Hopefully this weather stays where it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I love 95. High humidity. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah. Sweat.
How do you feel when it, I mean, obviously the off season was a busy one for the Patriots. And I think a lot of folks would say that out of any team in the NFL, they have set themselves up best for this upcoming season. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, they definitely every year they're trying to make the roster as strong as possible. So right now it all comes back to getting into training camp and coming together as a team. We just got a bunch of guys, so we got to come together and become a good team. You know, and that happens in training camp. So you know, it's just like every year. Last year doesn't matter. This year's a you know brand new start, and every team has got a chance. So you that's the time now you put in is going to help you through the year.
Has Belichick given you a prepared answer for when they start asking about the undefeated season? Yeah. Do you know what you're supposed to say?
I mean, honestly, that stuff you really can't even think about because
yes.
the media and everybody that you know they throw the hype train and it starts going and it doesn't stop. So you just focus on yourself and that's all you can do.
Yeah. Dr. Leonard, I got to tell you, I can't stop staring at the hair of these guys. It's amazing. I mean, you've done amazing work.
Well, thank you very much. Dr. LaPresti and I have been working together now for the last 4 years, and we're really helping these people as well as every other Joe and Mary out there who have problems with the hair. So I really appreciate these guys coming in and talking about it publicly because often it's a very private thing for people, but we can help them, and it's important, very important, in fact, that if someone's losing his or her hair, they should treat it early. Early intervention is best, like anything in medicine.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is over 30 years now that I've been doing this, and Dr. LaPresti has been with me for 4 years, and we've got a good thing going, and I'm blessed to have everybody involved.
Now, which of the restoration projects was the most difficult? I mean, which one of these guys needed the most work?
Well, Wes, of course.
Oh, wait, really? Oh, Welker.
He came in as a Patriot, and a month later, he ended up leaving Boston. So that was a lot of fun for me.
Yes.
But
yes.
He keeps on coming back like that, everybody, and I really we have a great friendship, and everything's really lovely.
Yeah, no, Doc's been great. I mean, I remember the first time I came in there, and we had a consultation. He kind of talked me through the whole deal he's going to do with me, and he's done tremendous work on.
Yeah,
from
I mean,
there
it's
on.
It's honestly it's amazing. I mean, there's a flow to it, and
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Growing out of your ears, and I mean, it's really
everywhere.
That was Dr. LaPresti's work.
Really?
That was
I'll show you later.
Is it everywhere?
This is getting uncomfortable. Yeah. Can you stop staring at Wes?
Hey, listen, a lot of people.
We'll take our shirts off, and we'll just kind of hang out in here.
Yeah, but is there a different procedure for the gingers, Scal? I mean, is there any, or maybe Dr.
I don't think
Leonard
they discriminate on hair color.
Is my hair different than everyone else's?
Yeah,
it's a lot redder, that's for sure.
I mean, I'm talking about the texture. I mean, there's got to be there. What makes me a ginger? Like, what happens? I asked him to change my hair color, but he didn't do it.
Well, it's because you're stealing everybody's souls. That's what you guys do. Is he?
I don't know why they say that.
You don't know why? Was it? Did you find that? Never mind the NBA part of it, but did you find that women find gingers more attractive?
So when I was a kid, that was a no, right?
Right.
But as you get older. They want something different.
Right.
So.
Boom. I mean,
and you play in the NBA.
Right. What
yeah,
do you want?
And you play in the NBA. That helps. That helps.
Why like, that
yeah, like millions of dollars.
Like,
well,
tell
I
me.
Mean, you know, defined play.
That's the same.
Defined. I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into play time. I'm not getting into play time.
I don't understand the
support.
Difference.
Support.
If you're in the NBA or in the NFL, why is it not the exact same thing?
What do
they
you
don't know what we look like.
A lot of guys,
you know?
They wish they couldn't see their face.
You know what the thing is that, Rob, how long have you been in the NFL?
This is my 12th.
12th year. Every week you get your body completely banged up, beat up. Wes, how many years for you in the NFL?
12.
How many concussions?
6 diagnosed.
Right. You guys, you know, you end up at the Patriots actually diagnosed too, but you end up at the end of your career. You know, you made whatever, 9, 10. Scal, you know, he what do you make, $50 million in the in the NBA? Yeah.
About half of that. And then half of that went to the government, so it's really not that much.
I mean, the NBA guys, what do you think of Ginobili playing at 40?
That's good. Good transition out of that uncomfortable topic.
Yeah.
No, good.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
Uncomfortable. I mean,
what's wrong with Ginobili playing at 40? Can football players play at 40 if you're not a quarterback? No way, right?
So you can't even make it to 35.
Yeah.
On the hair topic, football wise, can you weigh in on what Michael Vick said yesterday about Colin Kaepernick's hair?
I definitely won't weigh in on
you're
that.
You're not going to weigh in on that, no. Ninkovich? All right. What about you, Wes?
I could care less what he does with his hair.
But do you think that he doesn't have a job? Because do you think that when Michael Vick said he should shave his afro, do you think that he doesn't have a job because of that?
No.
You think he just doesn't have a job because he doesn't get these?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, I mean, you know, as coaches, you don't really care how the guy wears his hair, what he, you know, does. If he shows up on Sundays and plays hard and plays well, like, you can... You can have all the tattoos, hair, whatever you want.
It doesn't matter.
It's all about performance and, you know, helping the team win.
Yeah. Scal, a texter wants to know how many times you've told women that you're Michael Rapaport.
Zero. I would not tell someone. I would go only up. I would never go backwards. Like, who's the most famous redhead? Like,
what, in the world?
Yeah,
in
like, history? who would I say, oh, this is me?
King Joffrey?
That's also, I feel below me as well.
Like,
I'm like,
you're it.
Yeah.
You're it.
You gotta be it.
No, like Blake Griffin, right? He's Blake Griffin. I don't know if I can pull that one on. Let me think. No, isn't there a quarterback for Cincy?
Andy Dalton.
You guys
look like brothers.
That's above me. Quarterback in the NFL, 15th man. I can go Dalton.
Right, but yet you still made $47 million more than he's going to make.
Why don't you just make it an even 100 right now? You know.
What do you think? I should be serious for 1 minute. Celtics offseason moves.
Yeah, isn't it great that they signed the best free agent available that was actually going to move, and they got like a C+ from Sports Illustrated.
That's really?
Another thing that's odd is you walk around town and everybody's talking about how great Jason Tatum is, which I think he's good, but no one talks about Gordon Hayward as well. I think he's like the most impactful player that we could have got, and besides losing Bradley because that had to do with the cap dropping.
Yeah,
I mean, what else could they have done?
You think Danny Ainge really has done it? He's really done a great job.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a max contract available and you get the number one guy, I mean, what else could you do?
Yeah.
So I think the Celtics, I don't think they're better than Cleveland, but we're not going to be down by 41 in the first half in the Eastern Conference Finals, so we're closing the gap.
I
mean, LeBron is he's incredible.
He's a jerk, yeah.
No,
he
can be that what he wants and what – we care about results, and he delivers year in and year out. So,
all right. Well, all of these guys are here because there's a big celebrity bartender event tonight at Del Frisco's. Dr. Leonard has all the guys who have changed their lettuce and changed their life in town tonight. And what time does that event begin this evening?
We're at about 5 o'clock this evening at Del Frisco's, and all of the proceeds are going to Daughters of Nazareth. It's a wonderful organization in Quincy that helping a lot of people. So,
is that the band Nazareth? Or
not even close.
Because I bet they have a lot of daughters out there. Do you know what their big hit is, Nazareth? Anybody? Everybody's too young. Love Hurts. Unbelievable. What about Hair of the Dog? That's a perfect song for you to play,
Dr.
Leonard.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll take that on as our theme song from now on.
All right, and we have some passes to give away. We have four passes to give away. So if you are, why don't we give them away as a four-pack so people can bring their friends? Is that cool?
That sounds awesome.
All right, so if you're the 25th caller right now at 617-931-1AAF, then you will win a pair of passes for tonight. You got to be over 21 years old, but you can hang out with Scal and with Ninkovich and Sebastian and Wes Welker and Gronk. What are we calling you? Gronk 3? Gronk? Gronk, what's
number three, man?
Chris, come over here. Tell us how your business is doing. How's everything going with you business-wise these days?
Amazing.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? You have like some photo thing or something you were telling me about, right?
Photo thing. Oh, I got this ice shaker.
Okay.
Shaker bottle.
A shaker bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about it. Sounds interesting.
Oh, it's the best shaker bottle on the market. Kitchen grade stainless steel. It doesn't absorb odor like the plastic ones. Will hold ice for over 30 hours in a 75-degree room. So, you know, you don't have to worry about warm water, warm protein. You
can bring milk with you. I feel an infomercial
hey,
from your
day.
Brother
Let's
coming
Let's keep it going.
On
Let's keep it going.
Is it Amazon?
Good.
iShaker.com, Amazon, great reviews.
Can we get a Ninkovich Gronk impression before you go, right on the mic?
Yo, this is Rob Gronkowski. I'm with my brother Chris. We're beasts.
Are you beast mode?
Are
you beast mode on the shaker?
I got my football, my tune on the beach. My six pack's feeling good.
Man.
Woo!
Grinded.
All right. And then what's that? Several texters ask if I'm going to address what I mentioned earlier, that Welker and I got into a physical fight one time. It was in the car. I remember we were down on Comm Ave and I went over this.
Not really.
I went over the seat and I mean, it was a fun thing.
Did you broke it?
I'm a guy with glasses, so you can't really hit me anyway. So it was.
Yeah, I mean, you must have thought it was a fight. I thought it was just like
horseplay, locker room horseplay, like a snapping.
I guess
towel.
You thought it was more serious than what it was.
Well, I thought,
which just kind of shows, you know, like, maybe a little softer.
What were you about to say?
I thought it was just like ha ha whatever. You're like, dude, we got in a fight.
No, it was a legit fight.
You're joking,
but I
right?
kicked your ass.
All right, here we
Seriously,
go.
I kicked your ass.
Honestly, because I remember.
All 5'11" of
you don't believe that. You don't even believe that.
Scal,
don't make me take my shirt
off.
I'll
take you out next if I have to. I don't care how tall you are. All right,
let's do it tonight.
I'm not bringing
the gloves.
Not available this evening. But I will. Any other?
Whatever you have. Just reach out to me.
I do like your diet over here of skull cans and watermelon. Though that's a great look. You know, like.
I dropped a few pounds. I feel like anybody notice that, by the way? I mean, you guys walk in, nobody mentions.
I mean, your shirt's falling off you right
now.
It looks like you've lost a little
bit. It's because all I have is 2X.
I've been seeing you in a few years, so maybe you got to a hazardous point.
Well, no. I'm glad. Thank you for saying I wasn't hazardous previous to that. I appreciate that. All right, you guys. Great to see everybody. Dr. Leonard, thank you so much
for having us.
Tonight at Del Frisco's. Is it open to the public?
It is not open to the public.
Okay, not open to the public. Okay. But,
just the winners.
Just the winners. Okay, great. And thanks to Chris and to Rob and to Sebastian. You want to give us a little German before you leave? Can you say anything?
Aber natürlich. Kannst du das wiederholen?
Yes. Nee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nee? Okay.
Daniel?
Yeah,
nine?
That's
nine?
One of the ones I can't nine? Translate, strangely.
Nine? That's the only one.
I know nine.
Just,
nine.
Nine.
Thanks a lot, a-hole.
It was probably something about me being fat. All right. And Wes, great to see you, buddy. Great. Yeah. Good luck in Houston, where you guys obsess about us every year over and over again. And Scal, we'll look for you on the tube NBA season wise. Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.